Okay. Hey, y'all. Welcome to Moving the Chains, the Spectator's weekly podcast about fantasy football. My name is Eric Christensen. I am the editor in dope at the Spectator. And I'm here with my cohorts.
I am David Heiling, the dope editor.
I'm Chris. I'm a news editor.
You're no fun.
I don't edit dope.
Me and Eric are the only ones capable of editing dope.
So basically, this podcast is about having fun and laughing with your friends.
Goofing around.
Kicking back.
Bobbing and weaving.
Eating egg salad.
Eating an egg salad sandwich. With just some, really going for it, you
with
know?
With some Cheetos. Flamin' Hots.
This is the only time I have my day to have lunch, Dave.
Oh.
So, okay, let's chat a little bit. Chris, what do you want to, gab? What do you want to gab about?
I don't know. What's the scuttlebutt?
You concerned about anything in your life?
No. I don't know, man.
All of your institutions are going okay?
Yeah.
Devo, same question.
Doing well. Doing well.
Devo, here's a fun fact about my fantasy team in our league. Every single player on my whole team lost. Like, their game. Just
serious?
L's down the line. Yeah, dude. Look, okay, Andrew Luck.
Lost.
Adrian Peterson. Lost. Ben Jarvis Green Ellis. Lost. DeMarco Murray. Lost. Percy Harvin. Lost. Wes Welker. Lost. Gates. Lost. 49ers. Lost. Alex Henry. Lost. Every single person. That's so weird. Is that weird?
That's pretty weird.
That's not weird.
That's funny. Do you have anybody on your bench who got to win? Ooh, two people.
Hakeem Nicks.
Yep, Hakeem Nicks
and Martellus
Bennett.
That's it.
Your bench kind of
the
sucks.
Giants. Dude, no, it doesn't. Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me, Deva?
Deva, are you making some sort of a juck?
Deva.
Is that a juck?
A juck?
How would you even juck around like that?
Don't juck about that, Deva. Okay, let's focus up here. Because we have some important goofs to talk about. Chris's favorite person in the world had the best game of his life, probably. Sean Green. What do you have to say about old Shawnee Bag?
Yeah, he is a real bag.
He's a real
a bag,
bag
of crap.
He's a bag of turds.
Sean Green this year has been a real sack of it. Week one, I don't think I started him, and he had 94 yards and a tutty, so he had 15 points.
I
started him for like 3 weeks after that, and he responded by having 2 points, four points, three points. So then, smartly, this week I said, I've had enough. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me 4 weeks in a row, I hate you. So I benched him, and he responded with 161 yards and 3 scores to the tune of 34 points.
Well, when they give him the ball, he does good. He got 32 carries.
So here's the thing. Well, against Miami in week three, they gave it to him 19 times, and he had the 40 yards because he is bad at running it.
That's like 2 yards per carry.
And so here's the thing. Now, this week, I'm starting him. I'm going to start him again.
Okay.
Because Reggie Bush is on bye.
Good luck.
You have a ton of people on bye this week.
I fully expect Sean Green to get back to 16 carries for 38 yards and probably taking a dump on the field.
And a fumble.
Is what I think he'll do.
By saying a dump on the field
and
he'll fumble.
He'll probably somehow throw an interception.
I don't think so.
He'll fumble his dump on the field. He'll take a dump and he'll be like, oop, ah, oh no, I dropped it.
And he'll drop it right on Jeremy Curley.
Who is the most hilarious person?
So, I hate Sean Green, but I have to start him. And I hate that even more because I know what's going to happen. I hated him
when you drafted him.
I might try to trade him. Yeah, I just picked
you
him.
You did try to trade him.
He's one of those weird guys where the thing around the league is it's like a lot of two-back systems now. But for some reason, they just keep giving him the ball.
Like, hey, Sean Green.
Only him.
You've proved to us in the past that you can really handle this workload.
Because you had a good 3-game stretch in the 2010 playoffs. Here you go, Sean Green.
And that was when he was splitting with LaDainian Tomlinson.
Yep. So he's bad.
he's a bad player.
But they're content, I guess. So I'll ride it out, you know.
As you're wont to do.
As I'm wont to do.
If there's one thing you need to know about Chris, it's his willingness to ride it out.
Here's my other running back, Steven Jackson. Here's the production I'm getting from my running backs. Steven Jackson, through the first six games, 8.52679.
He's a stinker.
Yeah, a real fatty stinker.
I agree with that.
And then Mikel Ashore, a guy who's run the ball successfully, but they won't give him the ball. I was telling Davo, it was a beautiful play call, but it made me want to pee on Scott Linehan, their offensive coordinator.
Okay,
that's just weird.
At the 1 yard line, they called a naked bootleg to Matt Stafford for a touchdown. No one around him, so it was a good call. But I have Mikel Ashore. So Matt Stafford is the Mike Tolbert of my life.
Who else is the Mike Tolbert of your life?
Sean Green. Just because I hate him.
My parents are the Mike Tolbert of my life.
Battle.
I'm just swooping.
Jackie Battle.
Backy Jaddle.
Michael Bush at times.
Michael Nush.
Mush, not Nush. His name's not Nichol Bush.
Nichol? Are you sure it's not Nichol? I'm going to look it up.
Actually,
I might not be sure.
Yeah.
Nichol Bush.
Bush.
Speaking of running backs.
Yeah, let's speak more about running backs.
My running backs. I take a lot of pride in the way I draft running backs, and Dave gave me a lot of flack.
Fluck.
Of fluck and flack. And so
BVVs.
So for in our spectator league, I believe I drafted 7 running backs.
Or 8.
But I had like 5 or 6 that were the guy, that were the only running back on a team. And so I believe I had Ben Tate, and Dave and I made a very, very fruitous trade in week 3. Which we'll get to later. But okay, so I had Matt Forte, who was injured in week one. It was week 2. So, I had Matt Forte, Adrian Peterson, DeMarco Murray. Those are my top 3 guys. And then on my bench, I still have Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis and Donald Brown.
Donald Brown.
Which Donald Brown isn't great, but he's the guy. And so is Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis. So, okay, Forte got injured, not a problem. Now DeMarco Murray is injured, not a problem.
I have more running backs than you now. Do you know this?
Do you really?
You want to hear mine?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I have Darren McFadden, who has been subpar.
I mean, he's fine.
Ahmad Bradshaw, pretty good.
Yep.
Trent Richardson, who turned out to be a little bit better than I thought it was going to be. And then those are my 3 top running backs.
That's not bad.
My bench is Chris Johnson. Who still has some potential,
a little bit.
But I'm never going to play him.
That's why very briefly I acquired him from Davo in another league.
Yes. And then Doug Martin, who's a starter.
Mm-hmm.
Then Ben Tate and Jackie Battle.
Not bad.
Not the worst. Not the worst. I have some options there.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with that.
Yeah. Donald Brown. Donald Brown's kind of like the equivalent to a Jackie Battle.
I just made a few waiver wire pickups that I'm not going to tell you a-holes about.
Right.
Let you know that I did it because
you're above both of us.
Oh, that's true because I'm worse.
Yes,
but no, I'm not worse than. Well, this doesn't go up till tomorrow.
Uh oh,
you have the second. Unless Bridget Cook is watching this, you can tell us. So
okay, I dropped Daniel Thomas finally, and I'm picking up Felix Jones
because
as we're going to talk about in a little bit, DeMarco Murray's hurt.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
And I'm dropping Michael Crabtree, and I'm just got tired of him. I'm going to pick up Anquan Boldin. I think you guys talked me into it.
Ooh.
They're throwing him the ball way more than I figured they would.
Yeah, Torrey Smith. I mean, Torrey Smith can do that.
He's the deep guy.
The deep guy. But they target Boldin a lot.
Yep, so I picked him up. So I think that could really help my team. Hey, you want to buy a BBB? Make all our own BVDs.
Okay, here's a question. Is Josh Gordon worth picking up? For the deep bombs?
Probably. But he's one of those guys that you hate to play because unless he catches a 55-yard ball, he has no value. He doesn't run the 12-yard routes.
And he's on the Browns.
True. Here's his stats. 2 receptions for 32 yards for 3 points first week. versus Cincinnati, 1 reception for 5 yards. Buffalo, 3 receptions for 40 yards. These are all without touchdowns.
Yep.
Baltimore, 1 catch for 16 yards. So that's 3-0-4-1. And then these last 2 weeks, 2 catches for 82 yards and 2 touchdowns for 20 points. And then against Cincinnati, again, 3 receptions, 99 yards and a touchdown. So I'm saying, hell no.
I'm saying, yeah, like, I don't think unless a receiver is consistently getting 7 receptions, even if they're like 60-yard, 80-yard games, unless they're getting that almost close to every week, if they're getting 6 to 8 catches every week, that's someone you want to roster. But if they're getting one and they're having weird games where they just like get like 4 or 5 catches, but they have 2 touchdowns for like 80 yards or something,
yeah,
it's not worth it because it's not going to pay off.
And you're, and you're never going to put them in the lineup over correct. Some of these guys, like on my team, Marcus Colston or Torrey Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm going to pick up my waiver wire secret of the week is Denarius Moore.
You think Denarius? He was like a hot waiver pickup
last two years ago. Yeah, or 2 years ago, whatever it was.
When he just he was nowhere, and then
tell me another wide receiver on Oakland.
Hayward Bay.
Yeah, I suppose.
But isn't they kind of hate him?
Didn't he like die a couple weeks ago, and now he's back?
Yeah, he played.
Thought
this
he did
week.
Die yeah, actually. Yeah, he totally died.
Yeah, like his neck got crushed.
He actually had a pretty good year last year, Darius Hayward Bay. He was fine last year.
Not bad.
But I'm dumping Jackie Battle, picking up more running back for wide receiver combo. Little action there.
I have not played the waiver wire as much. I picked up Martellus Bennett. I think that's it.
Really?
Yep.
I like the waiver wire. Makes things interesting.
I think so, too. I'm just very confident in the way I draft.
Yeah, Mr. 5-1. But, hey.
Mr. 5-1.
I'm on a 3-game winning streak, everyone. Does that
count?
Yeah,
you're heading to the playoffs, man.
I'm on a 2-game one.
What's up? Oh, yeah, you are, too.
I'm on a 3-game one.
Alex Zank, kind of sliding here. Kind of sliding. I don't know.
Big surprise.
I beat that fool. That stupid fool.
I had a really good game against him. He was beating me, and then I...
Who do I play next
week? The Bears D did their thing. It was awesome.
Which they tend to do. All right, what else
huge.
We got on
I
the...
I play Bridget this week, 4-3. What's up?
What else we got on the docket here?
Okay, let's talk about... So we talked a little bit about Felix Jones' value.
Gelix phones.
In the past, Felix Jones has not proven that he can handle a full workload, though.
No.
He's basically going to get injured.
Probably.
But in these next, like, how long is DeMarco Murray out? Do we know?
At least this week. That's all I've heard.
Yeah, that's all
I don't
I've
know.
Heard too.
He's not playing Carolina, for sure. So, basically, I would expect Murray to be healthy in 3 weeks. So for these next 3 weeks, maybe Felix Jones is worth picking up. Mm-hmm. But he's worth a handcuff, really, if you have Murray and you're really hurting, which I'm not, which I explained earlier. So, I mean, I don't know. He's kind of a Hello Kitty Band-Aid to help your fantasy team. And even so, that which isn't very effective. It's like an off-brand Hello Kitty that just is like really... Really not as, like, authentically cool as Hello Kitty. Really. Are you guys even listening to what I'm talking about? I'm talking about Hello Kitty, man.
I'm trying really hard, but you're saying a lot of crap.
And Philip Tanner. I mean, yes, Felix Jones is obviously going to be.
Is Tashard Choice there? Is
no,
yet,
he's a Bills.
No, he's
Buffalo.
In the Bills. He's in the Bills now.
But this Philip Tanner character got 9 carries. So it just shows how Felix Jones can't be the number one guy.
Well, and they don't
the
have
time.
Confidence in him. So why would they make their play calling reflect that?
If you have 3 running backs on bye, that's when I put in Felix Jones as a flex. I don't really think he's necessarily worth it. Especially in an 8-person league like us.
Yep.
There's going to
be better people.
I don't see Felix Jones.
Unless you're Chris.
Start.
And Reggie Bush is on bye or something.
Yeah, that's why I got him.
What happened to Reggie Bush? He kind of tapered off these last couple weeks.
Well, he had the little injuries.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And... So maybe
the
he's not
little injuries.
Maybe he's not fully 100% yet. But yeah, his last week was bad.
That's my Twee Folk man.
He did
the little injuries.
He didn't run very well in week 5, but he did get a touchdown. So he had 12 points in week 5 and then 5 points this last week.
Better than running for 110 yards with no touchdown.
Let's talk about our trades that we've done. I think the 3 of us in the studio are maybe the only ones that have traded anything so far.
True, maybe.
And I just want to talk a little bit.
Mine was awful.
I mean,
I don't even want to talk
about
it.
We've swapped some spit.
About this really nice trade that me and Davo did.
Shut up.
In week 3.
This is the worst.
It was pretty good.
And Davo offered this one to me.
Yeah. And you said
he offered it to me.
I was so
he was disenchanted with the idea of Mr. Wes Welker. Because he's
Wes Welker?
I said Mr.
Oh.
You douche.
Hey, language.
And so he was a little bit disenfranchised. So he was like, I don't think that they are going to give Wes Welker the ball anymore. And so,
I don't think they're going to give him like, the ball.
Hey, you know who I think is a good replacement for this Wes Welker? Ready? How about Ben Tate? how about I talk to my friend Eric at the Wet Hot Americans, and we'll see if he'll trade me Ben Tate for Wes Welker, and I'll get a really good deal out of that. And so I was like, okay, yes, I will do that, David. I'll help you out.
Yes, I will.
So that trade has been paying off pretty well for me, and I feel good about that. But now you guys are doing a trade, which is kind of, it's less star-studded. I'll say that.
Yeah. This is in our other league.
Okay.
This is not in this league, by
no,
the way.
It's in another league, but we're making, I am trading Owen Daniels, who I drafted to be my starting tight end and has been very good. And I'm trading him because I picked up Greg Olsen a couple weeks ago as my flex guy. And I think Greg Olsen is going to be a nice little tight end. Newton's been throwing him the ball a lot there in Carolina.
Sure.
So I'm going to start Greg Olsen at tight end, and I'm acquiring Chris Johnson from Tennessee. I've had a lot of running back problems, but now my running back core in that league looks like it'll be Forte and Johnson every week with Ben Jarvis Greenhalgh as my primary flex, which I feel okay about that three.
Mm-hmm.
Because Chris Johnson, he's just so awful when he's bad. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have 64-yard games. He either gets 130 or he gets 12.
Mm-hmm.
It's very frustrating, I'm sure.
So frustrating.
But I'm not getting a whole lot more than one out of my guys anyways.
90 against Pittsburgh? 90 yards?
Did he?
Just what a weirdo.
Yeah. So,
what a weird player.
So I'm taking a chance on him, and Davo's getting a real solid top five tight end.
Yeah, because I have to start either Jacob Tammy, who kind of sucks, and Brandon Pettigrew, who kind of sucks. But also.
Yeah, those guys aren't making plays. Owen Daniels makes plays.
That league I'm 0-6 in.
Yeah.
And so I don't necessarily care as much as I should. So last week I started Vic Ballard, the Indianapolis running back. Yeah.
He was an every down guy, but he didn't do anything.
No, he did nothing. So now I got
a big pile of diapers.
He was just a diaper pile.
Yeah. So now I have a flex as a wide receiver, and my wide receiver.
What a diaper pile.
My wide receivers are pretty decent, actually.
Mm-hmm. Dece.
But I have LeSean McCoy and Vic Ballard.
How
as my
dece are your wide receivers? Sorry, man.
Ryan Williams.
Okay. He got injured.
Yep. That was who I was going to go with. Didn't really work out for me too well. And, so I'm kind of throwing in the towel.
You're not throwing
whoever
in the
has
towel.
A computer right now, and if you're on ESPN, you should, on fantasy, you should go look at Marshawn Lynch's profile pic.
Oh, I've seen it.
Oh, it's very
He's
funny.
So googly eyed.
It's very funny, yeah. Who has him? Who is, he's on, is he on Andy?
Andy
Hill.
I might try to make a trade for one of his backs. I'm kicking it around right now because he needs a tight end because he's starting Jacob Tammy.
Well, like Frank Gore, you
Frank
want?
Gore or Lynch, I'm thinking about.
CJ Spiller's down there.
I just traded CJ Spiller for Demaryius Thomas in my other league.
Oof. I don't know, man.
I might actually offer him.
That's not bad.
I might offer him Peyton Manning for Jamal Charles.
He doesn't need Peyton Manning.
He's got Matt Stafford. You telling me he doesn't need Peyton Manning?
Is Peyton Manning doing better than Stafford?
Come on, man. Are you paying attention to how Peyton Manning is doing?
I am not.
20, 20, 7, okay. 21, 25, 23, 22.
Okay.
Matt Stafford. 12, 12, 18, 19, 20. So, yes.
Whoa. I don't know what you want me to say.
That Peyton Manning is better than Matt Stafford.
Okay, yep.
Or
yep.
I could offer him a combo deal and just for one of his backs.
You could do that. You could do all of those things. Let's talk about this guy.
This is sort of our podcast,
our
man.
Buddy.
Our
buddy.
Around football.
Let's talk about our buddy.
Our booty.
Who's our buddy? Our buddy.
Baba Man?
No. I'm talking about
Alex Green.
I am the Baba Man.
Who's our buddy? Davo said Alex Green. I'm trying to see if you can guess who our buddy is.
Hints here. Scooby-Doo.
You have 5 seconds, and then I'm just going to tell you. 5, 4, 3, 2...
James Jones.
Yeah.
James Jones.
Coming
good
through
job.
Under pressure.
Our buddy James Jones. He's had seven touchdowns this year in six games. Right? Six games. And he in the last three he has had two touchdowns each game. So my question is this. Do we feel like continuing to start James Jones, even when Greg Jennings gets back? Even when he gets back? You think so?
Yes.
You don't think he'll get shoved?
Even if he does, I mean, okay, so he's got 7 touchdowns right now, right? 8? 7 or 8?
He has 7.
He has 7 right now.
He had 1 in week 1. He's had
okay.
2 the last
week. So we have 10 games the rest of the week.
Yep.
10 games the rest of the year. Say he becomes the third wideout again.
Okay.
And he gets those 4 or 5 catches a game. So, because that's usually what he did in the past. Anyways, he'd catch 4 balls a week. A lot of times, he'd either get none or like 4 or 5. But he'll still probably grab 4 or 5 touchdowns the rest of the way.
Yeah. Well, and even with...
So there'll be weeks where he gets 4 points maybe, but there'll be still weeks where he gets 11 or 12 points.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather start him than like Nate Washington, who's a sure starter.
I'd rather
start him than Antonio Brown, the way Antonio Brown is playing. Like a sack of diapers.
You are just...
I'd rather start James Jones than Andre Roberts from Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. Andre Roberts is a starter.
And I have him in our X-Taters League, and I'm thinking about trading him, honestly.
I mean, this would be a good time because if you could get more value than he's worth.
So my running backs are very solid. Very, very solid. My whole team, really. I have Antonio Brown. Last week I started Antonio Brown and Reggie Wayne. Antonio Brown did poopy. Reggie Wayne did kind of poopy, but... I have Brandon Marshall. He was on bye. So, I mean, my top two guys right now are Brandon Marshall and Reggie Wayne, which I feel pretty good about. And so I wouldn't play James Jones over Reggie Wayne. I think that's silly. But I could try and trade him for a good quarterback because I'm playing Phil Rivers right now.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to try and make a package deal.
Is that in the X-Taters League?
It is, yeah. Which my team in that league is so good. My running backs, you want to hear my running backs in that league? Arian Foster, Adrian Peterson, Darren McFadden. Stephen Ridley's on my bench.
What?
So, I know, I mean, like, I'm pretty good.
It's pretty good. So, do you even think
about
that
what?
Andy in our league?
Dandy Andy Hildebrandy.
He's starting Staff Jacob writer. Tammy at tight end, which is a problem for him.
Dandy Andy Hildebrandy starting Jacob Tammy?
I have Owen Daniels, so I'd offer him Owen Daniels. Do you think he'd do Owen Daniels and give me Frank Gore or Marshawn Lynch?
No.
Just Owen Daniels?
Yeah. No. I could throw in Fred Jackson to that.
I don't think he will. Nope.
Because right now he's got Julio Jones and Reggie Wayne as his wideouts, and he plays Kelvin Johnson at flex.
Okay.
So... that's probably going to stay the same, except with bias.
Forever.
Like, I don't think he's going to take any of those guys out of the lineup ever.
Probably not.
And he's got Jamal Charles and Marshawn Lynch and Frank Gore. So,
maybe.
So, he's got a lot of depth at those positions, and sure. He's starting Jacob Tammy, which is a problem.
I wouldn't, personally. But I don't know. I'm not Andy Hildebrandy.
Would you do Owen Daniels and... Fred Jackson.
No.
For one of those two.
Because I think Spiller's taking the bulk.
They're going to split it like
50-50. I mean, they're splitting.
Right down, which is irritating.
But Spiller is younger, and he's better.
Would you do Owen Daniels and Malcolm Floyd, potentially?
For Marshawn Lynch?
Or Frank Gore. They're the same player, too.
No, they're not. Marshawn Lynch is much better than Frank Gore.
I don't think that's true.
I don't think that's true either.
I mean, if
Frank
you look
Gore's
at their numbers,
good,
they
Gore's
are the
had
same
a good
player.
Season, but Marshawn Lynch is much more consistent, I think, in general. If you look at last year, I just don't know.
I'd rather have Frank Gore, I think.
Maybe you would. Maybe you would.
I might just talk to Andy in person.
Maybe the reason I haven't been I haven't been using the waiver wire in like anything, and I think that's because my teams are just so good that I always have the last waiver pick.
How about this?
I can't get anything.
How about this trade? And that same he's starting Stafford, and he's got Andy Dalton on the bench.
Andy Dalton.
Okay, so I want either Frank Gore or Marshawn Lynch. Probably Frank Gore, and I give him Peyton Manning.
Frank Gore and Marshawn Lynch?
No, Frank Gore I'd rather have, but I would probably take Lynch.
You would really rather have Frank Gore than Marshawn Lynch?
Yes.
Okay, so you want to trade Peyton Manning for Frank Gore?
Yes.
Straight up?
Yes. And he's starting Stafford and has Dalton on the bench.
I would do that if I were him.
What Say it again? Peyton Manning for Frank Gore?
Yes, and he's starting Stafford and has Dalton on his bench.
I mean,
and I'd be giving him Manning for Frank Gore.
Although I give him Jackson as a running back.
Manning and Jackson for Gore.
He'd do it.
I think I would do that too. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because like
tired of Fred Jackson, and he was my first. He was my second round pick.
I think second or
third round pick.
I think if you have Stafford, I wouldn't jump the gun to start Peyton Manning over Matthew Stafford.
I'm down on Matt Stafford as a player.
I mean, he's.
He just isn't learning. He isn't learning. Yeah. He throws the ball into coverage like crazy all the time. And this is like his fourth year in the league. He should be
second
learning.
Full year.
He should be learning. You know, but like, even the not playing is you're still watching film and you're watching other people play football and you learn where to throw the ball and when to check it down. And like, there was this one play on Sunday where Calvin Jackson was just running a streak. And he was covered by the guy, the initial guy. The corner had him covered.
They
had a safety who came over the top anyways. And Stafford just threw the ball right into double coverage, and Asamoah picked it off in the end zone. But it was never open, ever. And he just throws the ball all the time. Mm-hmm. That's what happens when you have one great wide receiver and a bunch of piddly guys, is you throw interceptions trying to get the ball to that great wide receiver. That's what's going to happen to Andrew Luck in Indianapolis.
You think?
He's just going to start throwing the ball to Reggie Wayne 17 times a game.
I mean, he's
and people are going to double cover it like crazy. T.Y. Hilton, or what's that guy's name?
Yeah, T.Y. Hilton.
T.Y. Hilton.
Johnny Avery.
Kobe Fleener.
So, I don't know.
That's what happens, though, when you don't have all the weapons like the Packers have and the Patriots have and the Saints have. You got to be able to spread it, man.
Right.
You have Nate Burleson as your number two wideout.
I would put Titus Young at number two.
Burleson, I think, has like 10 or 15 more catches than Young this year.
Probably.
I mean, Young's more talented, but he hasn't done anything yet.
He's now Titus Young Sr. His jersey says Young Sr., which is kind of... It's an oxymoron. Okay, let's talk about...
BVVs!
We were just talking about quarterbacks. I want to talk about...
Buy my BVV?
I want to talk about... The Hulk Hogan sex tape.
Okay.
David, did you see that thing?
No, but Chris
has
told me all
about it. The Hulk Hogan sex tape. Very, very funny.
It's the funniest sex tape you'll ever did see.
It's certainly the most comedic sex tape. And you see Hulk Hogan's penis for a fraction of a second in the, like, Gawker did
and it's impressive.
Cut of it. Gawker cut it up and made it. So you just see the conversation before the sex and... After the sex, and it's
and after
so
the
funny.
Sex is really what you need to see.
Just very, very funny.
Because Hulk Hogan is like 87 years old.
He's like,
and he acts like
I'm
it.
I'm out of breath. I'm out of breath. And then he's,
he's
like,
upset
talks about,
because he
can't
ate
believe
like
I ate
pig.
Like a pig 10 minutes ago.
And then, he says he feels like he just got off a roller coaster.
Just very funny.
And then he
leaves. He's so old.
Just so old, and he had sex with a very young woman.
So yeah, that's just a thing
that's
I wanted
football.
To talk about.
Yeah, fun. Hulk Hogan. Sex and Hulk Hogan.
Pretty good reaction there. Okay, let's talk about Phillip Rivers.
Also,
the Hulk Hogan of football.
Okay.
Do you think that you should bench him?
Yes.
Okay, let me say this.
For like two more weeks until you get to the. Every season San Diego Chargers hot streak, which always comes in the second half, when they're already 3-5 or 3-6, then they'll rattle off five wins in a row, and he'll throw 350 and three scores every week.
Yeah, right.
That's what he does. That's his career.
And I'm excited for that. So my thing behind, okay, in our X-Taters League, I drafted really good players, and then I drafted a quarterback. And I got Philip Rivers in, like, the ninth round or something. And mm-hmm. so he's my starting quarterback. If I were thinking, if I had, you know, any inch of foresight, I would have probably picked
Robert
Griffin
III. If you had any inch of
foreskin. Yep. Great joke, bud.
That's a joke that you wouldn't have even ever thought of.
Oh, an inch of foreskin. Really funny.
Foreskin like... and 7 years ago.
You guys are awful.
This is, it's all happening, Devo. It's all happening right here.
This is life,
before
Devo.
Before your
you
eyes,
have to
dude.
Hey, Devo, excuse me for
Devo,
living.
Devo, excuse Chris for trying to just have a good time. Why are you here?
Let's all just have, hey, guys, did you hear who got the Super Bowl halftime show?
Who? Tell me.
Wait, can I get, let's guess.
Okay, you each get two guesses.
Okay.
Christina Aguilera.
No.
Devo, use your other guess.
No.
okay, my guess is my first initial guess. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's gonna be like.
Oh my god!
It's no. Come on, man. 98 degrees. 98 degrees is my guess.
No, do you want another one?
Devo, what's your next guess? You have another guess.
Britney Spears.
No.
Or Beyonce.
Christina Aguilera and Britney Spears. okay. I think that okay, my second guess is going to be
the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
David, that's your Rip third page. Guess, man. my second guess. I don't know why this is taking so long. I just want to think of a really like something really good. And my guess is Daryl Hall and John Oates.
I think it's the other way around, is it?
No.
Okay. No. John Oates. Devo's third guess was right. It's Beyonce.
Is
no
it way. Really Beyonce?
Yeah.
Weird. Who
Get
else?
Some.
Just her.
Not just going to be her.
I mean, they've announced that it's her. Maybe she'll have a guest. But
Jay-Z. That's sweet.
Jay-Z and the little kid.
Yeah, Blue Ivy.
Blue Ivy.
What were we saying? Someone was saying something the other day where they were like, they were talking about like some kind of drink, and they accidentally called it Blue Ivy. They're like, wait.
Is it UV Blue? Yeah, they have blah.
Yeah, they have blah. No, it was Blue Ivy. And it was, I don't know, it's like a really funny personal story from my life. David
all
is
right,
losing
what
oxygen.
Do we have here?
We have
Philip Rivers. Who's your backup?
Andrew Luck.
I'd start Andrew Luck for a week or two.
Over,
who are they playing?
The Colts this week are playing the Browns, and
so they're going to take the Browns to the Super Bowl.
And yeah, and San Diego's on bye, so I have to play them. Essentially, the waiver wire for quarterbacks in that league, it's a 10-person league, so I could do Ryan Fitzpatrick. I could get Brandon Whedon.
No, don't do that.
So, like, I mean. It's a rough little waiver wire, so I'm just gonna start Andrew Luck. Unless I can trade James Jones for a good quarterback, we'll figure it out.
You're not gonna be able to trade James Jones for a good quarterback. You know that, right?
I'm making a package deal. You D-bag.
You dangus.
You are such a dangus.
Hey, such a
you are the biggest
dangus.
Dangus. You are a dangus. Dangus.
You want to buy a BVV?
And Chris, you wanted to talk about the Ravens D. Because yeah. Ray Lewis, they're saying that Ray Lewis' career might be over because of this
he's
torn
gonna
tricep.
Come back, I think.
You think?
Whatever.
He's not going to be as good.
No. Well, I mean, he hasn't been as good this year. Well, the Ravens D is a case of reputation because they've not been good at all. They give up lots of yards and lots of points. They have played some pretty good offenses.
Yeah.
But it's now with Lewis and Webb. But Ladarius Webb,
and
one of their starting corners out for the year. Nada might not play this week.
Yep.
That is a defense that I probably wouldn't play. They're playing Houston at home, and Houston's going to be pissed off.
As of last week, the Ravens had the 23rd ranked defense against the run.
And so you've
which
got
is unheard of.
And now you've got Lewis and potentially Nada might not go this week. So without that, plus Arian Foster and Ben Tate coming at you this week, angry. This could be awful for the Ravens D. I would not play them in any league.
I'm gonna drop a knowledge bomb on you guys. You ready for this knowledge bomb?
Is there going to be a brain fart mushroom cloud?
No, but since 1996, the Ravens have not let up over 400 yards in back-to-back weeks.
Like, they just did it.
And like from like week two and week three, they've never let up 400 yards. In the last 2 weeks, they let up 441.
Yeah.
Boom.
1996.
1996. That's a lot of years ago.
And now, pretty good. And now they've lost their heart and soul and one of their starting corners. Yeah. So trouble town for the Baltimore defense, which had already been struggle bussing a little bit this year.
Struggle bussing. I like.
And now the struggle bus is might run out of fuel.
They were my,
on the middle of danger highway.
They were my preseason pick to go to the Super Bowl, and now I'm gonna have to. I might have to rescind.
They've been my preseason pick for like 4 years until this year when I got tired of them letting me down in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Do you want to know the top 100 hits of 1996?
Nope.
According to Music Outfitters. I'll give you the top.
Why don't you just do top five? So this could be your top five list.
Okay. Number one.
Work from number five.
Number five.
Number one.
Always Be My Baby.
Oh, that's a good song. Do do do. Do 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 do. That's a really good song.
Yep. Number four. Nobody Knows by the Tony Rich Project.
I don't know that song.
Let's see if
let's
we
listen
can remember
to it,
it
right now as a group.
What Nobody Knows. Tony Rich Project. Here we go. Are y'all ready?
Y'all ready for this?
Y'all ready for this?
Oh, this sounds awful.
What are you talking about, man? This is kind of hilarious. God, just sing the song.
That's what I'm saying. Oof.
Tony
I
Rich
don't
Roger.
Remember that at all.
That was number four? Woof.
I just looked up the Tony Rich Project Wikipedia page.
Okay.
One line. In 2003, Rich returned with the album The Resurrected. Carrying a very different style, the album featured Rich rocking out on the guitar, as well as singing smooth ballads.
Cool. Like, he probably edits that Wikipedia page himself.
Man, I rocked out on that guitar.
I totally rocked out, but then I also had some smoother ballads. The smoothest ballads, maybe, one could say.
One could.
That's very funny.
Yeah.
That's good. Okay, number three.
Yeah.
Because You Loved Me by Celine Dion.
Well, it's not bad.
I mean, it's a bad song.
I like it.
I don't know how it goes. Give it to me.
Nope.
Sing it, man. Give it to me. Here we go.
I'm not. I made a vow to myself that I'd never sing a Celine Dion song.
Okay, number two.
On the air of the
number
radio.
Number two. One Sweet Day by Mariah Carey and Boyz II Men.
I don't know that song.
Mariah Carey's on has two songs up here.
Yeah, she was a super duper star. And now she's married to Nick Cannon.
Boy, she should feel happy about where she is now. Number one, the Macarena, the Bayside Boys remix by Los Del Rio.
Of course.
Do you know? I don't know what number six is.
Yeah.
Give Me One Reason by Tracy Chapman, 1996.
I figured that was like 92.
Give me one reason to stay here.
And I'll turn my back around.
Give me one reason to stay here.
And I'll turn my back around. Yeah, I figured that was early 90s.
Number seven is The Crossroads by Bone Thugs and Harmony.
I don't know that song.
I don't either.
Was No Diggity in 96?
Dude, a lot of these are like...
Get the censor button ready, because I fucking love that song.
I think that like a lot of these are really like...
Weird.
Seemingly really old school. I think I would say like you think 1996 and automatically like...
Hooch.
You know, like Backstreet Boys come to mind and stuff.
Yeah.
But that was probably that was later 98. 90s. That was later 90s. So we got Brandy, we got Tupac on there. Eric Clapton, Change the World.
Oof.
Two LL Cool J songs, the Goo Goo Dolls.
What Goo Goo Dolls song? Name?
Yeah.
Name, yeah.
Now won't tell me your
Gangsta's
name.
Paradise is on
oh,
there.
Oh, there it is.
Dude, it's number 33. That's
even my mama thinks that my mind is gone.
That's a great song, dude.
That's a fine song.
Paradise, it's awesome.
I mean, he's not very good at all.
No. Oh, no.
He's bad at rapping.
Coolio?
Yeah. Coolio.
D'Angelo had Lady at 70.
Do you remember how huge that D'Angelo album from the late 90s was?
Yeah.
That Voodoo, or that Voodoo song?
Yeah, dude. Know?
With his, you almost see his weenie.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, the Macarena, just the one, the Los Del Rio one is 98. And the remix is number one.
Well, they knew what they had to improve on.
They're like, okay, we're 98 right now. What can we do to get to number one? Number 100 is Don't Cry by Seal. Too bad. Only Want to Be With You by Hootie and the Blowfish was 96.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that's later than 96. I don't know.
I feel like that. I'm surprised that's not higher on the list.
I mean, you'd think.
That was a huge song.
David, what's your favorite 90s song?
Let's think. Probably Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Really?
No.
No.
Genie in a Bottle.
Oof, Devo. Come on, man. Pull through with something.
You're my genie in a bottle. you gotta rub me the right way.
You gotta remember.
The right way.
When I ever listened to 90s songs, it was like in the 90s. So I'm like Backstreet Boys, little nerd Backstreet Boys. And my first CD was POD.
That was mine too. We talked about this. We talked about this, dude. Yeah.
I'm gonna go Youth of the Nation.
First CD,
hilarious.
First CD I ever remember having was Nimrod by Green Day.
Dave and I have so much in common. Our middle names are the same.
It is. They are.
And also, it's our first CDs were POD.
Whose middle name do you think suits your name better?
What do you mean?
David Charles. Charles
Christensen David or Charles. David Charles Hyling?
Oh, it flows
it's
better.
It's both right. So good.
It flows off, but is your dad named Charles?
He is. Is your dad named Charles?
Boom, right there.
Woo! You two should kiss hard.
We are right now.
Yikes. That's how you kiss each other.
That's how Cookie Monster kisses his prey.
His prey, not his cookies?
No, he doesn't kiss his cookies.
I don't know what he does with those cookies.
He prays about them.
If anyone was ever going to kiss a cookie, doesn't it seem like he'd be the guy?
Me?
Cookie
no,
Monster.
No, Cookie Monster. Me?
So pretty much.
Damn, don't I kiss cookies? I don't kiss cookies.
Cookie Monster is going to be.
Me? I never kiss a cookie.
Cookie Monster is pissed at Romney.
Why is that?
Because he's getting rid of PBS. If he's
Yeah.
Is Cookie
Did
Monster
you see that
really
stupid
that
stupid Paul Ryan thing where he went to a soup kitchen, posed for a picture, and left?
Yeah, for like 15 minutes.
What an ass.
What an ass.
Raul Payan.
What a damn ass.
Raul Payan.
Raul Payan.
Raul Payan.
I'm Raul Payan.
Raul Payan.
Hey, Raul Payan.
Shoot.
So I think we're good.
About what?
Not small.
Everything? I mean, this is... I think we've done good, and I think we should end it before we get too sloppy stupid.
Because we're drunk.
I think that we need to get sloppy stupid before
we
can end it.
Let's just get drunk.
Do you want to get drunk? Deva! Do you want to get drunk?
Hey,
I haven't talked to her since that.
Let's just get drunk. You mean like me and you? Yeah, let's just do it.
Let's just, you know, it'd be super you know, fun if we just like got drunk.
Because you know what I say? I just say YOLO.
YOLO.
Yeah.
YOLO, Deva.
I actually deleted her off of Facebook when I cut it down. Yeah.
YOLO, Deva.
Deva's cutting he's trimming the branches.
YOLO, Deva. Deva Yala.
Deva Yala.
Yala Deva.
Easy.
I mean, if I had to.
She
if
doesn't
I had
call
to,
me Deva.
If I had to pick one phrase.
Yeah, but it's way
phrase,
more fun to think that she
if
does.
If I had to pick one phrase that girl would say, it's YOLO.
Yeah. No, I could see her. I could. From what I imagine, I could see her going, sorry, I'm not sorry.
Sorry.
Oh.
Not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry.
Those are the worst. Those are the worst. Yeah. Humanly possible.
Sorry, I'm not sorry.
That awkward moment when Devo deletes me from Facebook.
I just had to make some cuts, you know. Just had to make some cuts.
Yeah, I saw that, dude. You did well, and I'm glad that I made the cut.
I'm kind of you. Just fall under four, you know.
That awkward moment.
I work with you somewhere.
That awkward moment. Okay. let's
this awkward
let's tighten up
moment.
Here. Let's tighten the chains before we move them.
Wait, where are we? What are we? Are we still talking about something?
What?
Are we still talking about something?
About what?
We don't have any more football stuff to talk about, do we?
No.
So why are we here?
We've been talking about the 90s for 5 hours.
So that's what I'm saying, man. Aren't
we're talking
we done
about
here?
The Macarena, the remix and not the remix.
I mean, some people got to take a poop.
Fortunately, with mobile technology, you can bring us along to all of your poops. And we'll make it delightful.
Yeah. We really should travel next week again. We should go to another location. We've been stuck in the studio for too long.
I mean, granted, our studio is on an ice shelf in Antarctica.
Yeah, but I mean,
but I'm getting so sick of it. Like,
we need to do some
I'm
outdoor
just
recording.
Like, it's just like really annoying going outside
and freezing
and then
to death,
freezing our beards, and then just like, you know, like trying to start a fire in a garbage can, and it's like horrible.
Yeah. So we
and
need
then
to...
there's seals everywhere.
So cute.
Trying to get in. We're like, man, seals, just please
go away.
So we need
please,
to travel.
We're
to a,
trying to do things
a more
here.
Exotic locale next week.
Yeah, well, I mean, yes. Exotic is
we'll
the
do
right
that.
Choice.
Yeah. We'll do it.
Let's go to New Zealand.
We'll do it. I think we've been there.
We've been to
New Zealand.
Mordor.
New Zealand.
The Isle of Mordor.
Muckduck.
Muckduck? What the heck
it's
is
from
Muckduck?
The Office.
The Office. He's like, the hard R is the most intimidating syllable. That's why they call it murder, not Muckduck.
Mordor.
Are you like advertising Antonio Banderas'
No, it's my Lord of the Rings.
Mordor.
Mordor. Mordor from
Mordor.
Lord of the Rings.
Mordor.
And some people
by
say.
Antonio Banderas.
Hey, is this podcast actually going up this week? Or?
Yeah, dude. I
wait, when was the last time it didn't go
I
up?
I think like last week. I don't
what
think
are you doing?
I totally forgot.
We don't do
was,
these
like,
for fun. Like, I hate doing this.
Well, hey, you know, hey. We're having so much fun.
I
right
could
now.
Be at home.
We're
folding my socks.
That sounds like a night
it's
to
not,
remember.
Yeah, no, it is.
Sounds like a you know what I'm talking about.
I think I do.
Like
I think,
like a Zach Braff comedy.
I think we're done here.
Just really delightful.
Are we done
fun.
Here, Chris?
Yeah.
I think we're done here.
Okay.
I mean, we brought the freshy today. As
we
well
sure
as
did.
It could be brought.
We brought it hard.
Yeah.
We're probably just going to have to cut off, like, the last 10 minutes.
No, I like it. It's all going up.
Cut it. I think we're going to cut off the first 30 minutes.
Except where I said effing.
Why?
Because, man. Because.
Okay. So we'd like to thank WUEC.
Why?
For allowing us to use their studio and their equipment.
Okay.
And we think you guys should totally listen to their student radio Sunday nights, 5
no.
to 10.
No.
We don't think that?
No, I mean,
you guys
I think
should
it's actually, I think it's 5 to 8.
5 to 8. You guys should listen to it.
So do that.
There's some cool stuff on there. Eric pops up.
Yeah. At like
E-bobs
7.
And weaves.
I'm on there from 7 to 7:30.
There you go. With his
on
buds,
Sunday nights.
Tom and Maggie.
And I play music that I like.
Yeah.
And we want you to tell you about The Spectator to listen. And Dave, come on, man. Dave was packing his things.
Yeah.
David, you're the worst person in the world.
SpectatorNews.com daily. Check it out.
And also
info.
Pick
we
up
got
the print
video
issue.
On there. We got photos on there. We got stories on there. Columns.
We got ads for the book festival.
We've got margarita
we got...
recipes. We've got
oh yeah.
We've got sort superhero crossword puzzles.
We've got naked pictures of John Hamm.
We've got chicken recipes.
Just recipes
for spring.
Are you just saying recipes? We have chicken recipes. We have margarita recipes. We have pesto recipes.
We're gonna
have banana bread recipes.
We're gonna launch our own line of Spectator beanies soon. Both hats and babies.
Devo is walking out of the
Devo,
room.
Devo,
goodbye,
stay
Devo.
In the room, Devo.
Devo.
Okay, so
okay, Devo's gone.
Devo's gone. So this is where we tell everyone how fucking stupid Devo is.
What an idiot. He should go to hell.
So yeah, buy this and pick up The Spectator every Thursday, the physical issue.
Mm-hmm.
We're proud of it, and we think you guys would like it if you read it.
Yep.
It's good stuff.
So
you can get
those
all around campus.
So goodbye.
Yeah, I'm Chris.
I'm Eric.
I'm Dave.
My name is Dave.
I'm D to the A to the B
to
the
A.
Wow. Okay, bye everyone. Thank you for listening. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye, VVV.
Bye, VVV.